Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Handlebar Sessions. This has been so fun doing this. It's my first one with Elissa.
Hi.
This is the only one we're doing this season.
Maybe,
but
yeah,
it'll be a good
I
one.
Don't know.
So yeah, we're here. We have Joel in the house to ask us a question.
Yes.
Come ask us, Joel.
This is so weird.
Hello again. My question to you comes from Kevin from Charlotte, North Carolina. What does it mean to love God?
Thank
what
you, babe.
Does it mean? 10 minutes.
We are going to go back and watch this and laugh so hard.
I love Joel. I'm glad you're marrying him. Welcome to the family.
I'm glad I'm marrying him too.
What does it mean to love God? Kevin, great question. You want to start or you want me to start?
What does it mean to love God? Maybe you should start. You're the pastor.
Yeah, but you're the worship leader. So
I'm just kidding.
What does it mean to love God? Well, obviously, the Pharisees come to Jesus, and I don't have my Bible open, so I can't give you the exact passage, but you can go Google it, read it, look at it, all that stuff. You may know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what is the greatest commandment? And they're saying this to try and trick Jesus. And you know how the Pharisees were twisted and crooked and all of that. But Jesus tells them, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Right? It's the greatest commandment to love God. I guess that doesn't answer the question, what does it look like to love God? But I think for me, loving God, honestly, I think looks like being open-hearted before him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think loving God looks like being honest before him. I think loving God looks like, spending time with him,
mm-hmm.
processing things with him, being in relationship with him. I oftentimes relate loving God to loving my wife. And what I mean by that is I could tell everybody that I have an amazing wife. I could tell everybody that Sarah Beth is awesome. I could sit here and talk about Sarah Beth in a really honoring, amazing way,
mm-hmm.
but that's not me talking to Sarah Beth and telling mm-hmm. her the same things that I'm saying about her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that causes me to, if I were going to have a conversation like that with Sarah Beth, it would cause me to probably grab her hands or maybe take her on a date and on the date, look her in the eye and tell her I love her or that she means the world to me. Or this is a big one in our current season that you're a good mom. I think mm-hmm. when I tell Sarah Beth, you're a good mom, I begin affirming her.
Mm-hmm.
It moves her heart and I know she feels extremely loved. And I think God doesn't need us to affirm him.
Mm-hmm.
He's God. But I think when our heart is honestly open before him in prayer, I think in worship and these places, and we mm-hmm. begin telling God who he is to us,
mm-hmm.
I think he feels loved.
Yeah.
I think that feels like, when I think about loving God, like I think of when Jesus comes to Peter and says, who do they say that I am? And you know, yeah. they give all these answers. But then Jesus looks directly at Peter and says, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And he has this intimate moment where he's like, awesome, you're hearing things about me. But what about you, Peter? What does your heart say?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, telling God, I think oftentimes in prayer, God, you are this to me. Or God, I don't know that I believe you to be this, but would you help my unbelief and show me? I think that
mm-hmm.
that to me is loving God.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a really great answer. And I agree. I think too, I'm thinking of, I think it's in Matthew, where the Lord is addressing the Pharisees again. And he was like, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And I think that's something that you're talking about, where it's like, you could tell me how amazing Sarah Beth is with your lips, but are you actually connecting heart to heart with her when you go home? And I think it's the same way, like I view my relationship with God that way, but I would say it differently, as in I think loving God is prioritizing God.
Yes.
He's first. He's like, just like in marriage, Sarah Beth is your first relationship. She's right. Priority. And I think making someone priority shows what you value, how you value them. And I think loving God is prioritizing him in every aspect of my life, where yes. It's like God has first place. He is my most highest value of relationship. And so when I value somebody, when I have decided to prioritize somebody, it looks a certain way. It looks like me giving undivided attention to them, spending quality time. I have like the same time every day that I spend with God in this season. Like I'm able to have the same time every day. You might not be able to have the exact same time every day, but you can prioritize him throughout your day.
Yes, every day.
Every day. You know, where it's like you prioritize a connection point with the person you love or you're married to every day.
Every day.
Every day. And so I think that is an aspect of loving God. He is priority. And I think another, like, this is also very biblical in John 13, 14, 15. Jesus says this a lot. He's like, if anyone loves me, they'll obey my commands. And so I think there is a biblical way of showing God you love him by obeying him, like by simply like honoring his word to you, where it's like, what is he saying to you? Then respond to what he says. I think obedience is simply responding to what God says. It's not necessarily what he's telling you to do, but responding when he speaks. You respond with your heart. You respond with an action. You respond with praise. You respond with song, dance, creativity, or you respond with a yes. If it's like a command.
Yeah.
But like biblically, Jesus tells you, hey, this is how you love me. Obey. Obey my commands. And I think like it can sound so, we're so afraid of being religious and legalistic that we'll try to like say that a different way. But it's like the Bible, it's clear. Like if anyone loves me, he'll obey my commands. And I think it's seeing his commands as connection. It's a way to stay connected to God, you know, like in a sense, in relationship, there are certain commands that are unspoken of like, we don't do this, you know, and we do this in order to maintain relationship and connection. And I think in marriage, it's called covenant, you know? So I think it's like, I obey the commands of covenant, of commitment, in order to keep my connection. That shows that I love you. And so I think biblically there's that, you know, it's obeying him. And then he's first, he's priority.
As I'm listening to you talk, I'm thinking about the difference between doing things for God and doing things with God.
Yeah.
You know, because I think sometimes we, you know, I go back to that first, the greatest commandment, love God. But then the second is like it, love people. And sometimes in the name of loving God, we love people, or in the name of loving God, we do things for him. Like I think of this podcast, to be honest, is us doing something for God, for people, but it's out of the overflow that we love God. We've been moved by God, and now we want to do something that will impact the earth and people on the earth. So now we find ourselves doing this podcast, yet this podcast, though we're doing it for God, is not necessarily us loving God. I think loving God would be doing it with him. You know, there's just can be a difference between I'm going to do this for you, God.
Or being obedient to what he tells you to do with this.
Right.
You know, like now am I doing this to keep our popularity up? Yes. Am I doing this to get more subscriptions? Or am I doing this because God is still breathing on it? He's telling me who to bring. He's telling me who to call and be like, hey, can you join this episode? And it's like, you've given him the authority to speak into you.
Yes.
And you'll actually respond to
and
it.
Respond,
you know?
Because I love God. It's a beautiful question.
Selah.
I'm thinking about
that is a good question.
You know, our timer hasn't gone off, but I'm sure it will pretty soon. But how do you give a handlebar to loving God? And I think less about a handlebar, like you could give handlebars, you know, da, 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 da. But how do you encourage someone who is like, do I love God? Or meaning the act, like, you know, maybe they have the deepest desire to, they want to love God. They want to step into that place. Yeah. Maybe they're young in the faith or, you know, they just don't know what that looks like. And they're hearing this conversation and they're going, I want to love God. How do I love God? What would you say to that person? I almost am hesitant to give a handlebar because I don't want to make it religious.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You know? But I don't, like, I think it goes back to what you were saying with Sarah Beth. My handlebar would be, well, biblically, in Hebrews, it says that faith without works is dead. And so what I mean by that is, I'll go back to the scenario used earlier, where if you're only telling me about Sarah Beth.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, she's amazing, blah, blah, blah. I love her so much. But then when you go home, you're on your phone the whole time. You kind of ignore her. You don't help her with the kids.
She's just not going to feel loved.
Yeah, she's not going to feel loved. And so everything you just told me means nothing. It's dead because you put no work actually into your relationship with your wife. Or if I did that to Joel, you know, if I'm like, oh, this is like, yeah, we love each other. We're so excited. But then I'm never honoring him. I'm never, you know what I mean? And so I think it's the same way with the Lord. It's like, am I only loving God in public?
Yes.
Or am I loving God in private?
Yes.
And I think that means like, am I able to sit with God and be with him and engage with him? Am I obedient to like, oh, I feel like I should give this homeless person money, but I don't want to. And so I don't. Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's loving God.
That's loving God, being moved by his voice and obeying it.
Yes.
And I think also spending time with him, which I think I'm kind of talking in circles.
Which will cause you to like lay things down. It will cause you to change what you listen to. It will cause you to change what you watch. It will cause you to, I'm even thinking about what you're saying. And there's been times that I've watched something that was seemingly not wrong or bad, but out of obedience to the Lord, I have laid that down because I have felt him saying, I want that.
Yeah.
But my love for him will cause me to give him that thing.
Yeah.
Where religion will tell you, well, you need to give that thing, but there's no love attached.
Yeah.
And it's a difference of when love is attached. When it's out of love, it's a joy. It's a joy to give up that show. It's a joy to give up that artist. It's a joy to give up whatever thing I've been doing with my time that now the Lord is saying, I want that. And I think fasting has to be an overflow of love.
Yeah.
Or other, you know, it's just religious. It's another duty. It's, I think loving God is so central to following Jesus and being marked with him. And
that was such a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was from Kevin.
Kevin from North Carolina. I almost said New Orleans.
I will also say the more history you have with the Lord, the more love I think you have. The more you grow in love. Like I think about, you know, when I first met Jesus, it was, you know, I was being marked by him. And so I was just on fire. But now I look back at the history and I think, God, you just get overwhelmed. You get brought to tears. And so,
I
don't know that we gave handlebars, but
I feel like we did.
We did. So we love you, Kevin, North Carolina. Go love God. See you next time.